In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Department of Corrections is making progress in vaccinating people in state prisons. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Governor Jared Polis never prioritized immunizing inmates over people in the regular population, even though they live in a group setting. He faced criticism for this decision. But the supply of vaccines has increased, and 67% of prisoners have now been vaccinated. The number of vaccinated prison guards, too, has ticked up after state officials dangled them a one-time $500 bonus to get a vaccine. Now more than 2,900 have been vaccinated, about 48% of the total number of guards. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There's money for Amtrak in the federal infrastructure bill. And Colorado's proposed front-range passenger rail system could benefit. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that state and local officials are looking at connecting Amtrak's Southwest Chief to the front-range service.
The long-distance passenger rail line runs from Los Angeles to Chicago, with stops in southeastern Colorado and northern New Mexico. A state commission is studying the idea of a through car to take passengers between La Junta, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs. La Junta City Manager Rick Klein is on the commission.
The through car is so important to the Front Range rail because it'll break us onto the Front Range.
Klein says they're working with freight companies to make this connection by sharing or building new tracks. He says this cooperation could be a model for other areas. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Denver Public Schools plans to get more community feedback on its superintendent search after meetings and surveys. Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar says people have told the district they want a superintendent of color and someone who's worked as an educator.
But there are some communities within DPS that are underrepresented in that survey when they've asked for like demographic information. So I think they're going to reopen the survey to try and get more responses from parents and families of Black students in particular, and from Spanish-speaking families and the Spanish-speaking community in Denver.
That's Melanie Asmar of Chalkbeat. It's 35 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.